Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
God bless all those that have called in tonight. Part two of the power of a praying woman. Lord, thank you tonight, this evening, for allowing all the women around the world and in the United States to be a part of the power of woman. Women, I don't know if we know the power that we have. We have some power for praying, you know, power for deliverance, and power for living in our life that we can deliver to others, to show some of the women that have low self-esteem for themselves to be strong women in power of prayer. We are leaders, we are guiders, those that can lead us. We have to know the ones that don't have strong self-esteem like some of the women do. Show them how to pray. Show them how, you know, to be strong in the word of God, no matter what the situation is. Just no matter what you go through in your life, you have to know the power of a praying woman. Praying for your husband is not the same as praying for a child. Even though it may seem similar, because you are not your husband's mother, you cannot pray for your husband or your boyfriend the same way you will pray for your child, because that's not your child. You did not bring that child into this world. The way we pray for our children, that we cannot pray for our husbands and our boyfriends and our, you know, the same way. There's two different ways that you pray for your child, and you pray for your husband or your boyfriend. We have authority over our children that is given to us by the Lord. We do not have authority over our husbands or our boyfriends. So we don't have that authority to ask God to deliver our husbands the same way we ask God to deliver our children. There's two separate ways. It's a plan, asking for deliverance, for authority over your husband's life or your boyfriend's life. So we have to know how to pray, what to pray for, and what to say when you pray. You know, there's three different ways that you have to come at God, but it's only one way that you direct it towards God, if you understand where I'm coming from. However, we have been given authority over all the power of the enemy. God has gave us our power over the enemy, how to pray for our enemies. You know, you have a lot of people that say, oh, okay, I'm your friend. You know, your best friend can be your worst enemy. Sometimes our sister, our brother, our kids, we are our worst enemy working through the devil. You know, we know the kind of person they are, but when they just lay around bad spirits, they pick up those bad spirits, you know, they become evil. And once they become evil, it's hard. You know, we're fighting, we're playing tug of war, you know, with our loved ones to make, knowing, okay, I know how surely you know, she's around evil. And when you're around evil, the evil spirits just pick them up, you know, and that's in knowing the power that you have as a mother, a sister, you know, a child to say, I can pray my house right. I can pray my relationship right. I can pray my husband right. I can pray my child right in the name of God. But know your power, know your strength, and know your authority as you have it as a woman. Because women, we are so stronger than we can ever imagine. But we have to use our power the proper way and not misuse our power. A lot of women misuse the power and the authority that they have because, you know, they take it out of context and use it as a weapon the wrong way. And then they wonder, wow, why is this going this way? What's wrong? What happened? Well, your power is being, you misusing your power and your authority. So as women, we know our place, our boundaries. Let's stay in them. God put us in position for reason. But if we're in position and we overusing that power and authority, we're not going to be right. God's not going to bless us if we're misusing or misleading or using our power and authority to misguide his children the wrong way. He's not. What good is that going to do for us? That's going to put us in bad position. You don't want to be in bad position with your power. Use your power the way it's supposed to be used in a proper manner. Places, people, and things. Make sure that the power that you're using is in the proper place. All the power, like once again, we have been given authority over all the power of the enemy. Luke 10, chapter 19. No, I'm sorry. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. And can do great damage to the enemy's plan when we pray. When you pray, if you know how to pray and you pray in the proper way, you'll know how to pray your enemies away. You can do damage to the enemy's plan, meaning you pray and your enemies are coming to attack. You can damage all your enemies' plans by praying the proper way. Many difficult things that happen in a marriage or relationship are actually part of the enemy's plan set up for its dismiss. But we can say, I will not allow anything to destroy my relationship or my marriage. And you have to know, no matter what happens, I'm going to stand firm on my word. I'm not going to allow the enemy to come into my house and attack my marriage or my relationship, my bond that I have with my husband, my children, my mother, my sister, my family. Because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You have to know what you're facing. And when you're facing it, to have the power in with your full armor on. And once you got that power and your full armor on, no weapon against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. But see, I know my God. My God is good. But you have to be mindful of the power that you have in praying. I would not stand by and watch my husband, my friends, my kids be wearied or beaten down or destroyed by the devil's workshop. I will not sit idle while an invisible wall goes up between us. I know if this wall goes up, now my family is destroyed because there are blockages. A wall blocks. You cannot break through a wall unless you tear down the wall. But if that wall continues to be built up, you can't go past that wall until you knock it down. So that means you limit it. You should never be limited with your power and your authority, because God giving you the strength and the power and authority. God moved mountains. He walked on the water in the name of Jesus. Yes, he did. So men, husbands, you know, a husband can hurt your feelings. They can be inconsiderate. They can be uncaring. They can be abusive, irritating, or neglectful. If you have these things in your marriage, in your relationship, one thing, women, I need you to understand. The power of a woman, prayer, can move a lot of things and everything that you're touching, that you're praying for. It can move out of your way. The same way God moved the mountains, God gave us the power of prayer. But see, the power of praying is awesome. The power of prayer can move the devil out of your life. The power of prayer can move that abusive man out of your life. The power of prayer can remove those hurt and those feelings and that inconsideration and that neglectful man or husband that you have in your life. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how you go by, or no matter what you think, you have the power. Stop allowing men to tear us down, to say you did nothing, you ain't good for nothing, you sorry, you won't, you know, you ain't, you just like your man. No. Your self-esteem means a lot. You keep your self-esteem up, you keep your head up, and you keep your mind and your heart lean towards God. If you don't know how to pray, it's time to learn how to pray to keep your power and your authority. You don't fold to an abusive man and say, you know what, okay, oh, he only hit me one time, so he ain't going to do that no more. If he hit you once, he's guaranteed to hit you again and again and again and again. And each time, the abusive get worse, worse, and worse, to where it may land you up in the hospital. It may land you up on your deathbed. It could even land you up somewhere you really not supposed to be, because it's not your time. But because you keep this man in your life and say, oh, I love my husband, I'm going to work it out. I love my baby daddy. No. Stop it before it get too far. The power of a woman, we can stop all evil that comes to us. But we have to know that we are in power, that we have the power, we're in position, and we have authority from God. Because God can move all situations that's not right. And with your prayer, you can move it too. I will not allow confession, miscommunication, or wrong attitudes and bad choices to incur what we are trying to build together. If you and your husband, your boyfriend, are trying to build, do not allow another person's confession or miscommunication tear down what you work so hard to build, because that's nothing but of the devil. No matter what go on in life, build it together, pray together, stay together. If you are equal yoke in a relationship and in a marriage, it's going to work out for the best. You can't be a woman of God and your husband be the woman, be the man of the nightclub. That don't work out. You can't be a praying woman, a praying wife, a praying mother, and your husband is a playing man in the street, abusive, and a night hopper, a club jumper, dope dealer. That don't work. Those are not what you call equally yoked. So You cannot say, well, you know what? Hey, I'm going to settle. Women, stop settling. You do not have to settle for anything but the best, because God was the best. And if God is the best, the man that you marry, the man that you sleep with, must be the best as well, because you serving a master that's above all, that's the best. Now, you don't settle because you don't want to be alone. You're never alone because God is always right there with you in the name of God, no matter what you're going through. I have to come to a close. Thank you. May God bless you. May God keep you. The next part will be part three. What I will not tolerate: the power of a woman. God bless you. May God keep you. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come in today to hear the second part of the power of a praying woman, a praying wife, a praying mother. Lord, touch each and one, every one of us in this world today, and give us the strength, the focus, and the guidance that we need, Lord. Lord, you said if we humble ourselves, we serve you for who you are, and we follow your steps, that you will make sure that we're okay, God. Lord, for all those that are suffering with any kind of health issues, high diabetes, the thing they call cancer, Lord, heal their bodies. Heal their hearts, Lord. Heal their mind, Lord. Heal them, Jesus. Those women that's running from abusive relationships and abusive men, Lord, keep them covered in your name and your armor and your shield in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, put your hands on your children. Protect them. Keep your children protected in your arm and your armor, God. Keep your hands moved around your God, around your children in the name of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you said ask and it shall be given. In the name of Jesus, I pray and say thank you as I get ready to close. Amen. Building our children's ministry. Yes, based around teen mothers and youth that struggle homeless, substance abuse, and those coming out of incarceration. We have a one-year in-house program. BishopYolandaTaylor.com is my email. Phone number is 210-268-2509. As well, on the 21st, we have a special guest, and his name is Mitchell LaVelle. He's going to be one of our speakers. Tune in at 4 p.m. Pacific time on June the 21st. May God bless you all and keep you all in the name of God. Amen.